You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is John chapter 20 and verse 21. Then said Jesus to them again, "Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you." Jesus came to set an example for us of how we should live our lives. He didn't just die for our sins. He died and also rose again to give us life. And then he lived so that we can see how to live. So you must understand the three aspects of the coming of Christ. He came and dwells among us. So he practically lived how God will want man to live so that we can see it. Then he died so that he can put an end to our sinful nature. Then he rose again so that he can give us eternal life. So, but in this passage, you will notice Jesus saying that even as the Father has sent him, so he's sending us. So Jesus walked with a sense of somebody who was sent. He said, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish it." Jesus had a sense that he was not here for his own purpose. God must deliver you from that thinking that you are here for yourself. That life here is about yourself. It's not about you. We have been sent as God's children. We have been sent. It means that you cannot come here and do what you like. You cannot come here and it's about you. No, that means you have not been sent. You can't send somebody and that person will go and run his own errand. No, that person must be also conscious that he is going to give an account. When somebody sends you, you return back to that person and give an account of what that person has asked you to do. It means that you are a person on a mission and you must know the mission while you are here. You must know your purpose here. You were not just somebody who was given birth by your parent so that you can go to school, you can build a house, buy cars, have fun and die and go. That means that you think life is about you. No, life is not about you. Somebody sent you here. Your parents were only a vehicle that carried you and landed you on planet Earth. But there is a purpose for you to fulfill. And there's somebody you are going back to give an account how you lived your life. Do you live with a sense of being sent? Do you know that somebody who is sent, that person is to attend to the sender, not to himself? Many people live their lives as if they sent themselves here, as if their life is about themselves. I tell you of a truth, life is not about you. It's about the purpose for which you were sent here. Somebody can send you and then you will go somewhere else. You remember in those days, maybe some of you, when you were young, they will ask you to go and buy something and then you go and play football or you go and play somewhere or you go and do something else. You know the way your parents used to beat you in those days when you come back. Because you were to attend to what you were sent to do. Once you have been sent, you are no more your own. You are now running errand for another person. You are on another person's mission. Jesus was so mission-minded. He was very clear that life was not about him here. So let me be a bit more practical with you. Now, if I needed a car, what do you think should be my attitude? My attitude should be that he who sent me, if car is needed in me delivering his assignment, he will provide a car for me. And is that not what he has said? Seek first the kingdom of God. That means, go and fulfill the purpose for which I put you here. And everything you need, you are going to have it. That's what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things shall be added. They shall be added unto you. Those things are not your purpose. Unfortunately, that's what people are living for. The kingdom of God is your purpose here on earth. That's why Jesus, from day one, his declaration was, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." And everything he was teaching, all the parables, they were about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is likened to this. The kingdom of God is likened to this. Can I tell you that your life is about the kingdom of God? You are sent here to play a role in the kingdom. You are sent here to fulfill a purpose. Don't make life about yourself. It may look sweet to you now, but by the time you stand before the one who sent you here, you will realize you probably waste your life. I pray that you will not waste your life, but that you will be mission-minded. You will understand that you are here on account of God who sent you to be here, and you will go back to him. Live with that sense and that urgency that you have a mission to accomplish and a report to take back home. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org, and our email address is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.